From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Qantas Airlines is grounding all of its A380 Super Jumbo jets after an engine on one of the planes failed in flight, spewing smoke and flames during a flight bound for Sydney. The jetliner, with nearly 460 passengers and crew members aboard, was forced to make an emergency landing at Singapore. No one was hurt. Lars Sandberg, a passenger on the flight, says the incident was frightening.
It was a huge bang, like a kind of thud. I actually thought there was something to do with the cargo hold or something big had fallen down.
The BBC's Karishma Vaswani says the A380 had previously had difficulties.
It's the world's largest passenger plane, and it was touted, you know, when it first came to the skies, it was touted as a new era in air travel, being able to take, you know, 500 passengers on board on these long-haul flights, but it has suffered some trouble in the past.
The BBC's Karishma Vaswani, A380s flown by Singapore Airlines and Lufthansa have encountered engine problems in flight. President Obama says he understands that voters have sent a strong message for him to look for more common ground with congressional Republicans after their sweeping victories in this week's elections. Mr. Obama acknowledging that he had taken what he called a shellacking.
You know, I'm sure there are easier ways to learn these lessons.
The president says much of the discontent among voters stems from the nation's economic problems. The likely new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, says spending cuts will be his top priority when Republicans take control of that chamber next year. But NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports he's declining to give any specifics.
Boehner said the election results show Americans want smaller government, and he repeated his desire to repeal the recently passed health care plan. Boehner said he was not worried about working with Tea Party-backed candidates, some of whom campaigned to reform the GOP.
And if we're listening to the American people, I don't see any problems incorporating the members of the Tea Party along with our party in the quest that's really the same. They want us to cut spending and focus on creating jobs in America.
A first confrontation with Democrats could come this fall in the lame duck session over whether to extend Bush-era tax cuts. President Obama has suggested he is open to compromise on that. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Some of the election races that were extremely tight have finally been decided. GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has won re-election via a write-in vote after she was denied her party's nomination. She is the first successful write-in candidate for U.S. Senate in more than half a century. And in one of the closest gubernatorial races in Oregon, former Governor John Kitzhaber has won election to return to that job after fending off a strong challenge from Republican Chris Dudley, a former NBA player. Stormy weather at the Kennedy Space Center is forcing yet another delay in the launch of the space shuttle Discovery. This was slated to be Discovery's final flight. This is NPR News from Washington. The United Nations issues its 20th anniversary Human Development Report today. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what is this report and what does it try to do?
Craig, it's designed as a much broader measure of human well-being than simply rating countries on their gross domestic products, which is total economic output. I've spoken with the lead author, Jenny Klugman, and she says GDP and personal income readings can be misleading, and that the UN report includes not just income, but living standards, health, education, political freedoms, and sustainability in its ratings.
Some countries do much better if we look at it in these terms. So, for example, New Zealand moves up 30-some places. Some countries do much worse. Qatar, for example, does much worse. Singapore does much worse. Possibly surprisingly as well, the United Kingdom drops several places relative to a focus on income alone.
And the actual ratings will be released later today, but there's a new multidimensional poverty index this year as well. It takes into account the interrelationships between various types of deprivation.
An important message there is that while economic growth is important and that incomes are important, people can still be living in very difficult, very adverse living conditions.
And there's another new index this year. It is gender inequality.
One of the main dimensions of inequality is that between girls and boys and between men and women. And so the gender inequality index tries to take that into account.
So, Paul, how does Klugman characterize progress in human development after two decades of these reports?
Well, she told me that though there is still lots of poverty and inequality, there's also been a lot of progress in dozens of countries, and that's reflected in higher incomes, better living conditions, more access to education.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting. This is NPR News from Washington.